This is the brief on how new state laws are forcing an architectural reckoning for AI product development. You know, a rapid wave of state legislation this week has strictly redefined human in the loop, putting current AI product roadmaps and valuations at serious financial risk. First, states like Vermont, Maine, Iowa, Hawaii, and Colorado are passing laws requiring immediate architectural changes to AI software. The rule is clear. A clinician must own the clinical decision, while AI is legally restricted to administrative work. Take Colorado's HB 1195, which specifically prohibits AI from detecting emotions or mental states. So if your software is diagnosing a user's mood, are you suddenly breaking the law in Colorado? Second, compare this against OpenAI's new trusted contact feature. Their architecture relies on AI for detection, human reviewers for triage, and non-clinicians like friends and family for notifications. OpenAI and state lawmakers are using the exact same phrase, human in the loop, to describe two entirely incompatible product architectures. It's like OpenAI is building a high-tech fire alarm, but the states are demanding a licensed firefighter in every room. Finally, let's look at the financial divergence. Building a crisis detection plus notification approach is the cheapest version of a product, but building clinician-owned care architectures is vastly more expensive to operate. Investors are absolutely not going to give these two approaches the same valuation. Plus, Connecticut's SB 5 raises the compliance floor for everyone by mandating costly provenance metadata for AI-generated media. Founders must decide which definition of safety they are building toward before they ship, because faking it is literally no longer an option.